Hey, Koenig, can you mute your mic, please?
Check. Checkity check.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you are doing well. This is Patrick Casey, and we're going to go ahead and get started with this week's weekly address. So as I mentioned on Mattermost, it's going to be a bit of a brief weekly address. I have company over, and we are preparing for some epic activism this weekend that I can tell you a little bit about. Apparently, I didn't revoke your ability to speak, and that is clearly not something that... can happen here. So one second. Already people are hot miking. It's a disaster. Let's see. All right, there we go. Now you can't talk. Perfect. So anyways, I hope you're having a good week. We've got some stuff to cover here. But again, it's going to be a bit shorter because I am entertaining company. And amidst all of the planning and the, you know, all of the activities we are doing and preparing for, we I actually forgot there was a weekly address until, you know, a few hours ago, basically. But anyways, so white pill of the week. Now, this is kind of a white pill. It could potentially not be a white pill. It's more like a black pill that turned into a gray pill, and that could turn into a white pill. So obviously with the Trump administration, what happened was that the Supreme Court ruled that the citizenship question on the census had to be resubmitted basically in October. And because that, and then it looked like the Trump administration was going to just accept defeat. Like they said, oh, well, I guess we're just going to take the question off. Well, now Trump's saying that he's going to change that. So that could mean a number of things. But I have a feeling that it could actually turn out well in this particular instance. This actually might be a small win for us. In terms of our activism roundup, we have an action that needs to be posted. Some of you commented on the lack of content and active. Well, you know, we had a new social media. We basically had to trade off social media duties, and in the gap in between, you know, finding, you know, our old social media coordinator stepping down and us finding a replacement, you know, there was a bit of a backup in terms of flyering. So if you went out and did flyers and submitted them the regular way, that's why it took a while to see them. So now we're kind of posting a few of them every day. We do have a backlog, but you know, you guys are still out there putting up the stickers, putting up the flyers. Strongly encourage you to keep doing that. We recently had someone, you know, put up some flyers recently, and someone messaged the account saying, hey, I live nearby, I want to get involved. So it does work. It does work. So please get out there and continue putting up flyers, but be sure, be absolutely sure you are adhering to the materials protocol outlined in the AIM member handbook that contains a strong, you know, a fairly extensive yet concise list of do's and don'ts that applies to when you're out putting up flyers, right? We don't want people getting arrested. We don't want people getting civil, you know, or criminal charges as a result of activism. So the best way to do that is to read the activism, the materials protocol. We had an action that took place in Texas recently that we were waiting to post just on a specific day. So you'll be seeing that soon. The Texas guys did a fantastic job out there. Additionally, we have some activism this weekend. So I'm looking forward to promoting that. We've got some happening. Basically, the next few months are going to be pretty good for us. So I would strongly encourage you guys to get out there and do activism. Work with your chapter leader. If your chapter leader doesn't have any plans for activism, you can come to me and tell me that you want to do something. Someone just opens my bedroom door. Now I hear myself echoing through his phone, so get the hell out of here. These people. Anyways, so let's talk about what's going on this weekend. Obviously, those of you who are coming out to the DC event already know what's kind of the rundown is. But for those of you who don't, I'll tell you this. We have a number of actions taking place in DC this weekend. I can tell you that the main one is going to be taking place Saturday afternoon-ish, maybe a little later, but we'll see what's going on there. Sorry, one second. I was brought something to my attention here. One second, technical difficulties. That was bizarre. Anyways, so this weekend, I will give you a little hint, but obviously, given the sensitive nature of our endeavor, I cannot provide even the trusted members with, you know, summary of what we're doing. But I will say this. Let's just say that, you know, there's a certain bookstore that may or may not be getting a visit, similar to previous actions that we've done. Could happen Saturday afternoon, could not happen Saturday afternoon. I don't know. You know, they tweeted out something like, oh, if you want to avoid the MAGA crowd, then come to our bookstore. Well, yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll see. But anyways, it's going to be a great weekend. There are going to be good pictures and, you know, videos of the activism. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. We also have the Texas event. So please register the way outlined in the announcements on our Mattermost channel in the announcement that we made there. And that's going to be pretty good too. So like I said, we need to keep doing activism. We need to keep up the momentum. As the 2020 election progresses, there's going to be more political energy. And that is energy we want to capitalize on, right? We want to benefit from it. We want to use that to insert our talking points into the conversation, right? We want to use that to drive recruitment, to get ourselves out there. So that, you know, if you want to be an activist, if you want to get yourself out there, the best way is to become a Minutemen, to join the Minutemen program. And if you're interested in that, again, it's invite only, shoot me a message and we can see about what we can do to get you in that program. Because as I said before, this is going to be, you know, an elite cadre of activists who are confident doing something like politics and prose, right? Getting themselves out there. And the more people we have that we can reliably draw upon, the more effective our activism will be and the more of it that you'll see. So a few of you have commented on, you know, kind of a lack of activism. We did some stuff in June. It wasn't as active as other months. But guys, I can only do so much. So I need you. If you please don't be the guy asking where the activism is. That's something I should be asking you. Now, it's obviously we all have a role to play in this. Chapter leaders, you know, administrators, activists, and of course, myself. So we all have to play a part. And, you know, we need to be thinking not, oh, why isn't someone else doing something? But what can I do to ensure that that happens? Even if you're not going to be the guy in the action, maybe come up with an idea. Try to pitch it to someone. But again, so the process, if you want to do activism, is to basically go with your chapter leader, get with the chapter leader in the state that you are going to be doing the action, right? If you live in California and you want to do an action in Oregon, you don't want to, get with the California chapter leader, right? You have to get the chapter leader in whichever state you're going to be doing the action to be the one to submit the proposal. And once you've done that, you know, it will go to the activism department. They will deliberate over it, but it is a very formal process. It is not simply asking someone, hey, can I do this? If they say, yeah, that's a good idea, that does not mean you have had your proposal submitted. It is a form you fill out. Your chapter leaders have it. So work with them there. There's a lot of activism you can do without showing your face. I understand people have OPSEC concerns, obviously. So just keep that in mind. Look at what GI does. Look at what read Beautiful Trouble. Again, there are many like displays that you can create, memorials where you can hang a banner without anyone, you know, having your face in the shot, or you can wear sunglasses and a hat. Right? Doxing from that is pretty rare. And for most of IE's history, we had like minimal to any doxes. It just almost didn't happen. And obviously the issue was online OPSEC more than anything else. So, you know, there does appear to have been a recent infiltration. Unicorn Riot has hinted that there's going to be another release of stuff. We'll see what comes of it. But, you know, given the auto deletion and just people not posting personal info on there, I'm not terribly concerned. Obviously, if there is evidence that someone has gotten in, we will need to, you know, I think we're going to have to institute some pretty drastic changes, because if something's not working, it's not working. Anyways, that is all I have for you tonight. Thank you, and we will talk again.